This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Uncle Ralph, my tag team partner, is out this week. Wish all the best for him. I'm not going to go into details, but wish all the best to Uncle Ralph, and hopefully he'll be back next week. We have a couple of good guests here this week. Lindsay Wagahoff and Jamie Hires from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation are our guests, and our conversation will begin right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott in with you on this Wednesday morning. Lindsay Wagahoff and Jamie Hires are our guests from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good, Tobin. Thanks for having us today.
And we are here to talk about the Economic Development Corporation. And Lindsay, we've got a new person here. Tell us a little bit about Jamie and what she's doing now.
We do. Jamie's our grant writer. Jamie can tell you a little bit about herself.
Hi. I just kind of came on a couple months ago and just learning the ropes, and hopefully I'll be a good asset to MCEDC.
And grant writing, Lindsay, you and I have talked about this time and time again. Very important to cities, municipalities, and even on the personal sides, grants are key if you can get them.
Yep. What I kind of do, I just basically walk people through it. The grant process can be a long and tedious process. I just help them get through the grant process. I write it all for them and help them get it submitted.
How many grants are you currently working on now? Or can you not divulge?
Too many.
and of course, are they easier or harder to find now?
There's a plethora of grants. It's finding the right grant for the right situation.
You have to be that Martin Lesko guy with the question mark suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then, Lindsay, let's talk a little bit about the corporation here. And tell us a little bit about what's going on with the corporation.
Well, the corporation is a nonprofit membership-based organization, and our goal is, mission is to promote economic development in Montgomery County. We do that with a variety of programs that we'll get into a little later. And our members include businesses, the county, the municipalities, and then individual people can join too that want to help promote economic development. We are governed by a board of directors made up of our different membership. And then I'm the executive director, and I've been there since August. And I'm full-time, so I'm there all the time. But our main purpose is to promote economic development.
And let's talk a little bit about the membership. It's a wide variety or a wide array of memberships. You've got, obviously, the county board, the county's involved. You've got the Village of Raymond, so you've got government entities involved, but you also have got the business side as well. So it's kind of like a two-for-one sway, isn't it?
Correct. It's kind of like a public-private partnership. We've got, you know, our municipalities and our businesses that are both involved in our organization working together for a common goal to make, you know, Montgomery County to provide better economic development.
And the membership, is it growing? Where are we at?
We since I've been here in August, we've had 6 new members join, businesses, municipality, so we are growing, and we're always growing. So if you know anyone's interested, let us know. Feel free to call me, and I'll give my contact information a little later in the show, and they can contact us and talk about membership. And so we are always, you know, looking for new members or people to join.
Let's talk a little bit about the programs that you guys offer, because it's a wide variety. And let's start things off a little bit. The EDGE program. What can you tell us about that?
The EDGE program is our Enhancing Development Through Growing Enterprises program. Essentially, it's business retention. We meet with businesses a certain number each year throughout the county and talk about what their needs are. it kind of helps us figure out what our businesses are needing, what they need from us, what programs we could be offering, and also just kind of insight on what's going on in our existing industry. Every year, we put out an existing industry report at the completion of the year. So the 2013 report will come out in March, and we've actually completed the three-year cycle of this program, where we will look at over the last 3 years of the program and see kind of where we are, what our businesses are telling us over a three-year period versus just the individual one-year period. But it's a great way for us to connect with businesses, for them to let us know what they need so that we're offering what they need from us.
Tell us a little bit, you mentioned the needs of the businesses mm-hmm. in Montgomery County. What are we looking at here?
Some of the things, I mean, every business is a little different. Mm-hmm. Some visits, it comes out, I need a better internet service. So we try to work with through the broadband initiative to figure out what we can do there. Sometimes it's I've got a position open and I need a very specialized skilled person. How do I find that person? Everybody's a little different. And then some of our visits are like, we're doing good, where life is good. So I mean, it's a wide variety of what they tell us.
Is that kind of hard to have a business come out and be open and honest and saying, hey, okay, fine, we need possibly a bigger space, we need X, Y, and Z, because sometimes, and I know how sometimes it is for me, you deal with the Moose Lodge or whatever like that, you kind of want to keep some of that stuff private because you don't want it to leak out that any indication that maybe something is going bad or something is going in the wrong direction.
Well, that's what's really good about this program is these visits are confidential. So it's never revealed as to where I've been mm-hmm. Or where we've done the visits at. It's a confidential basis. The report is at an aggregate level, so it puts all the visits from the year together. So no one business is pinpointed, and I think that makes them feel better. But it's strictly confidential.
Let's talk a little bit. You've kind of hinted about this a little bit. Business recruitment, and obviously without the members, there wouldn't be a corporation, mm-hmm. and that's, I guess 24/7 job, isn't it? Just mm-hmm. to recruit businesses or potential businesses into the organization.
That's one of our functions. We work to recruit businesses to the county. We are always behind the scenes working on that. Those are typically pretty confidential too, so people don't see or hear a lot about that aspect of what we do, but that is something, you know, we always mention we're always doing that. It's just really, it's a lot of behind the scenes.
That's gotta not hurt a little bit, but especially small town USA, Raymond, Hillsborough, whatever, the rumor mill gets going. And we were talking before we went on the air about Hardee's coming back to the borough. Mm-hmm. Man, you get that rumor mill rolling. Oh, I heard it's going to be Death by D, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's got to be kind of difficult, isn't it, to cut through the red tape and kind of like, you don't know what you're talking about.
I typically just say, like I've always said, you know, anything I'm working on is confidential, and I don't usually leak that information out.
Good. And let's talk a little bit, the revolving loan fund, obviously I know that's been utilized. You go to a county board meeting every month, and Joe Gasparich always gives you a report about the revolving loan fund. And I guess that's good to hear that it's being utilized, isn't it?
Yeah. So the county has a revolving loan fund program that the Economic Development Corporation administers on their behalf. So we keep track of who has the loans. We talk through people through the loan process. And essentially what it is it's a loan, a low interest loan that's done in conjunction with a bank to provide businesses that are maybe new or a current business that needs to expand or needs some type of, I mean, all the needs are different as far as what it's used for, as long as it's within the parameters that are outlined in the program. And they can loan a certain amount of money, and people use that program to kind of help offset, especially with the low interest rate, some of the, you know, loaning and getting the money to do certain projects.
Okay. And how many companies are using the loan? There's quite a few, isn't it? Over five, isn't it, that's using the loan right now?
Currently, we just have two that are outstanding.
Well, I was way off.
It's
all right.
Okay, Tobin.
That's all right. And then we go into the other facet of it, and that is grant writing. And, Jamie, that's where you come into play here a little bit. Talk with us a little bit about the grant writing process and what do you look for in regards to grants? Go run through that process for us.
Well, one of the great benefits of being a member of MCEDC is that you get a grant written for you absolutely for free once per year, which typically, you know, most cities, most businesses, like I said before, there's a plethora of grants available.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, somebody calls me up and is asking me for something, I will research that, find out what's available to them, just kind of do the back and forth. I do all of the groundwork for it. So I will read through it, find out, you know, the fine lines, the details, figure out, okay, this is exactly what I need from you, walk them through that process, say, okay, give me X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. and the rest is taken care of for you.
Now, you mentioned the members get one grant per year. So mm-hmm. if I came to you on, I'll just throw a date out here, December 26th, and said, hey, I want a grant that's technically in the previous year, but that process could go into 14 or into the next year. How does that work? Does it qualify when you start beginning to work on a grant? Does that knock it off the list, or does it count when the grant is completed?
We would deal with that situation as it comes.
Okay. Throw a curveball at you. Didn't see that coming. And of course, we mentioned about the grant writing and that. I know a lot of municipalities, you hear about getting grants for fire trucks. Hillsborough got a fire truck a couple years back. You got municipalities looking for police vehicles and that. Mm-hmm. Some are easy, some are hard.
Yeah, a lot of those fall under a specific type of grant, and all the grants have ranking systems, basically, where, you know, a lot of the health and safety issues tend to fall higher mm-hmm. than, you know, if somebody needs a tractor or a small backhoe or something like that, you know, a fire truck, ambulance, those things tend to rank a little higher. But it really just depends on what they're needing and which grant we're applying for, what the odds are. It's kind of a crapshoot sometimes.
Do you deal more primarily with state grants or federal grants?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess I'm assuming federal would probably be a little bit more easier than state grants.
It all depends on the grant.
Really?
Yeah, it all depends on the grant.
Each grant is, no two grants are ever the same. Each grant has its own set of rules and depends. Some grants are fairly simple mm-hmm. and some are really extensive. So that's where I come in to help people, because a lot of people don't even understand how the funding works with grants, because a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to get this grant and I'm going to get a bunch of money, and
right.
that's not how it really works. So just educating people on, okay, this is the process for it, this mm-hmm. is how the funding's going to come, and typically it's a matching, so you have to provide something as well.
And of course, fairly recently, the Village of Butler received an over, I think, was $130,000 state grant for water system design or replacement design.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It is out there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, let's talk with you a little bit. Expansion of a business here. You think Montgomery County, there is some, I guess, ways that you can move and expand in the county. How do you guys help out with business expansion?
Definitely. One of the things we do for business expansion is how that process usually works is I meet with the business and I try to figure out what they're trying to do, what their need is, and see what we can do to help them. Because every project's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all the same. It's not all cookie cutter answer of here's what we can offer, here's the programs available. So we meet, we talk about what they're going to do. So if say they wanted to, you know, just add on a certain amount and they were going to have so many employees, we talk about what's available for that. Or if they needed a whole new location, say, within that city or anything like that, we can talk about what's available based on their parameters of what they're needing, which is kind of where I have on here site selection. That's kind of what that is, too, is you know, helping them find that site that's available you know, whatever that size requirement might be. And we talk about all sorts of things, what programs are available to help them, whether it be the revolving loan fund or if there's some type of other incentive they're looking for. What is it that they're looking for and what they're needing to expand here?
And, of course, you mentioned site selection. That's got to be key because the county's kind of had a rap about it's Litchfield and then the rest of the county. You got to untie that knot a little bit and say, if Litchfield doesn't have a location for something and Raymond does, at least it's in the county and it can fit. Mm-hmm. Or if it needs to go vice versa. And that's sometimes could be a difficult task, can't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I do is I present them all the options, you know, based on what they've told me that they need, you know, whether it be size, proximity to certain types of roads, etc. Mm-hmm. And then we provide what they need, their options throughout the whole county. And
right.
then that kind of gives them an idea of where can I go, what can I do, that kind of thing. And that's kind of left up to them.
And then the resource hub for businesses, that basically is just the options that are available for them?
We get questions all the time from businesses because every business needs something different. Mm-hmm. And so what we try to stress is we are a resource hub for you because if you have a question, call us. I may not always know the answer right away, but I will definitely go and find it for you and, you know, get you on the path to where you need to go.
Right.
Whether that be putting you in contact with the correct person or, you know, sometimes it's me saying, oh, yeah, I have a business briefing on that I can send you. Mm-hmm. You know, here's some information that you're going to need. So, you know, we try to be that resource hub and keep, you know, up to date with what's going on to meet those needs of our businesses or if they have questions or, you know, whatever they're trying to do.
And, of course, as we move along here, I know the corporation has a big involvement with the Montgomery County Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're working on that. We're tweaking the mm-hmm. comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's work going on there. So at least you guys and the county board and the planning are all on the same page with a plan that says, hey, this is what we need to do. This is how we do it or can do it. Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, our involvement in the planning commission is for us to stay, you know, partially on the same page with everyone else saying this is what the planning commission thinks we need to be doing. And we kind of look at all the things that, you know, we out there like that, you know, the comprehensive plan and the planning commission. But, you know, we're an ex officio member of the planning commission, which allows us to, you know, everyone can come to the meetings, but it gives us a place at the meetings and we talk about everything. And the planning commission gives us an idea of what they're doing. And so we have an involvement there too. And, you know, we try to be as involved with our communities as we can as well.
Mm-hmm.
To keep up to date with, you know, like we have the EDGE program that keeps us kind of, you know, more in tune with what our business are needing. And then we talk regularly with our municipalities as we have people from, you know, municipalities on our board as well as business, which also helps us stay in tune with what's being needed so that we're meeting the needs of all of our members.
And it's hard to believe the annual meeting is in
yeah.
March. As time flies, just gets a little warmer feeling out there.
Yeah.
When you look outside, it's not very warm. That'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the annual meeting.
It'll be in March. We are at the annual meeting. That's where we roll out our existing industry report, which is the report that comes out of our EDGE program visits.
Mm-hmm.
And we will roll out that. We'll roll out our annual report. And so that's when
Board of officers, too?
Mm-hmm.
New board?
Yeah, we'll have a few people up for election on our board. And so we will have all of our members together, and we'll have our big annual meeting, and that's coming up in March. March seems really far away, but I don't think it really is.
It's not.
No.
It'll be here 2 weeks. Old Settlers will be here 3.
So,
and then is that going to be at the normal location?
Yeah, at the Church Street Pub.
Cool.
Yep.
Can't beat their food over there, man.
I know.
It's good,
so
good food over there.
We're excited, and we're going to start gearing up for that coming up and, you know, be watching for other announcements from us as time comes on as far as programs that we might be doing. Or I know we've been evaluating programs for 2014, trying to figure out what we want to do, so we offer what's needed. So, you know, there's always stuff like that going on. And
You're always busy.
I am.
Aren't you?
It's what we do.
And of course, this isn't, I mean, I know behind the scenes there's work. Hopefully soon the website will be tweaked up and may have a updated look, if possible. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that could help out, right?
Right, definitely. Yeah, you know, our website's on the slowly getting worked on. We're going to roll out a newsletter. We're going to try to become more in tune by having a Facebook page, some things like that, so that we can stay connected and people, you know that we're here. And so we're working on all that right now. So there's always behind the scenes things going on, things like that. So.
And it's hard to believe the chairman of the board lets you use his office. That's amazing.
Oh, the chairman of the county board?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hurdle. We actually share an office on the second floor. That's where my office is located on the historic courthouse. So I am back in that office if you ever want to stop by. I do suggest that you call first just because I'm out a lot at meetings and different stuff. So I hate for people to show up and I'm not there. I feel really bad when that happens. So I usually have a sign up that says I'm out of the office and with our phone number so they can call me and leave a message that they need to reach me or something.
Give us the website that they can find out all the information about the corporation.
www.montgomerycountyillinois, completely spelled out, all the words spelled out, .org. And I can be reached at 217-851-4332.
It's hard to believe, we got a couple minutes left to spare here. It's hard to believe how much the corporation has grown. I mean, I remember I've been doing this for close to 10 years. I remember Heather Hampton Ogle coming into my office and saying, "Hey, do you have time for a forum?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure, Heather. What are we going to talk about?" Well, we got this Economic Development Corporation that's now starting to roll, and I want to get the word out on it. And it amazes me how much this has grown since that time. I mean, the corporation's been around for how? I can't, off the top of my head,
2004.
2000. I mean, it's hard to believe how much this has grown from then to now. It's unreal.
It's amazing. It really is. And you know, it's a great thing for sure. To have, you know, someone that can answer these questions and can deal with this kind of stuff. It's really a great thing that we have an organization like this, especially with the public-private partnership. That's a really key asset that we have.
And it's refreshing to see that you've got support going around. You've had some big names. Your predecessor, Nancy Slepica, big name in this county that Nancy would do anything for anybody if she could. So, I mean, there's definite traction here, and I thank you both for your time. It's hard to believe we're running short on time. Lindsay, Jamie, thank you again for your time, and I really do appreciate our talk, and we'll have you again real soon.
Thanks, Tobin.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, it's Lindsay Wagahoff and Jamie Hires. Next week, we will have Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel in. They're going to talk about Stamp Out Cancer. It's hard to believe that's around the corner as well. Till then, so long.